If you can't sleep, bringing your attention to notice what's going on in your mind and body right now. There may be thoughts, memories of the past, current concerns from your day, planning for the future. Seeing if it's possible to see any thoughts clearly, to notice if they're pleasant or unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. As best you can, allowing them to be just as they are, as they come, stay around for a while, and then sometimes go. When you can't sleep, the same thought often comes back again and again. If that's true for you, see if you can be aware of this pattern. Once again, noticing with precision, what is this? Is it pleasant, unpleasant, or neither? And as best you can, allowing it to be just as you find it so that you can see it clearly. Some thoughts come with an emotional charge. See if you can be here for that as well. What body sensations are here as you lie here? Allowing them to be just as you find them. Noticing what sensations change. What sensations stay the same? Then, if you choose, gathering your attention and placing it on the sensations of the breath at the center of the body in the abdomen, the area around the navel. Noticing the rising of the abdomen on the in-breath and the falling away on the out-breath. Receiving the in-breath and letting go of the out-breath, breath by breath. Moment by moment. Then, at a certain point, guiding your attention down to the bottom of your feet. Noticing what sensations there may be in the bottom of your feet when your attention arrives here. You may notice sensations of tingling, of coldness or warmth, vibration. And if there are no sensations, simply registering a blank. How you're feeling is just how you're feeling right now. There's no right way for your feet to be feeling. And letting your attention remain here and seeing how sensations change as you attend. Then expanding your attention very slightly to take in the rest of the feet, not just the soles of the feet, but the toes and the heels, and the top of the feet as well. Allowing your attention to remain here in your feet, moment by moment by moment. From time to time, you may find that your mind starts up again, thinking, worrying, remembering, planning. When that happens, as soon as you notice that, gathering the attention once again and shifting it down to the feet, the toes, the soles, the heels, and the top of the feet. And if the mind returns again and again to thinking, planning, worrying, whatever, so each time the instruction is the same, gently but firmly, returning the attention to where you had intended it to be. Then, when you're ready, taking a deeper breath, and on the out-breath, letting go of the feet and bringing your awareness to your ankles, and remaining here with your attention for a few moments. Then taking a deeper breath, and on the out-breath, letting go of the ankles as you shift attention to the lower legs, the region between the ankles and the knees. Then taking a deeper breath, and on the out-breath, letting go of the lower legs, and shifting attention to the knees. What do you notice here? Taking a deeper breath, and on the out-breath, letting go of the knees and coming to the thighs. What sensations are here in the thighs? Then on the next breath, imagining that your legs were empty and could fill with air on the next in-breath, so you could breathe right down into the legs, and on the out-breath, that the breath would come out of the legs and up through the body. Just imagining what it would be like if you could breathe right down into the legs and out from the legs. Now, taking a deeper breath, and on the out-breath, letting go of the legs and allowing the attention to rest on the area of the pelvis and hips. Imagining perhaps that as you breathe in, the breath could reach this region and then breathe out from this region. Now taking a deeper breath, and on the out-breath, letting go of the hips and pelvis, and shifting attention to the back, starting with the lower back. And then, breath by breath, for the next 4 or 5 breaths, expanding up the back until you're holding the whole back center stage in awareness. Noticing the contact with whatever you're lying on. Noticing maybe sensations change with each in-breath and each out-breath. Now, taking a deeper breath, letting go of the back, and letting your attention rest in the lower abdomen and around the sides of the body here. Abiding here for a few moments being fully alive to all the sensations there may be here. Now taking a deeper breath down into the lower abdomen, cradling it here for a few moments, and then on the out-breath, letting it go, and letting go of this region as well, and moving up the body to the chest. And noticing all the sensations there may be here when your attention arrives here in the chest. Now taking a deeper breath into the chest and cradling it here for a few moments. And then on the out-breath, letting go of the chest and shifting attention to the left hand. Noticing what sensations there are in the fingers of the left hand, the thumb, the tips of the fingers, backs and fronts and sides of the fingers, the palm of the hand, and the back of the hand, the wrist, the lower part of the arm, the elbow, and the upper part of the arm, right up to the shoulder. Now taking a deeper breath, and on the out-breath letting go of the left hand and arm, and shifting across to the right hand and arm. And now in your own time, shifting attention through the right arm, starting with the fingertips of the hand, and in your own time moving through the hand and the arm, breath by breath. Then, when your attention has included the whole of the right arm, taking a deeper breath, and on the out-breath letting go of the right arm and coming to the shoulders. The right shoulder and the left shoulder, and right across the arch of the shoulders. Taking a deeper breath, and on the out-breath, letting go of the shoulders and shifting to the neck, and dwelling here for a few moments. Noticing what sensations there may be here. And now taking a deeper breath, and on the out-breath, letting go of the neck and coming to the head and face, starting with the lower jaw. The hinge of the lower jaw just below the ear. The right side and the left side and down to the chin. Then the mouth. The lips. Any sensations inside the mouth. Outside the mouth, the area around the mouth, the nose, and the nostrils, maybe becoming aware of the breath moving in the nostrils as you breathe in and as you breathe out. The surface of the nose and the cheeks and the sides of the face the ears, the eyes, the eyelids, and the eyebrows, and the space between the eyebrows. And the forehead. And the sides of the forehead, the temples. And the whole of the surface of the head. And as you lie here and breathe, imagining that as you breathe in, you could feel the breath on the back of the face, with each in-breath renewing and refreshing the face from underneath, and each out-breath letting go, as if the breath could fill the whole cavity of the head and be felt on the back of the face now. Then extending this to the whole body if you choose, imagining that as you breathe in, the breath could fill the whole body, and as you breathe out, the whole body empties of breath. And if you wish to extend this, you might even imagine that as you breathe in, you could draw air in through the bottoms of your feet so the breath could move through the body in a wave and out through the top of the head. Then on the next in-breath, the air could be drawn in through the top of your head, moving through your body in a wave and out through the bottom of your feet, just allowing yourself to imagine that if you choose to do so. Now, letting go of any particular intention for the breath and simply allowing yourself to lie here, your whole body, just as it is. Allowing all these sensations to be just as they are, and allowing yourself to be just as you are, a sense of completeness. Allowing yourself to lie here for as long as you wish, and knowing that whether sleep comes or not, this practice of returning again and again to be with your body as it is can be for you a way of cultivating profound stillness even in the midst of everything, and that this is itself nourishing for you, a source of deep peace and wholeness.